Thank you so much for giving me the floor. I also want to join you in thanking the Secretary General IPU. We have a rich and engaging two-day program ahead of us. It is truly an opportunity to unite the diverse voices and perspectives with the aim of accelerating progress in line with the commitments made in Beijing 30 years ago. In this spirit, the plenary sessions today and tomorrow will provide space for cross-cutting debates on the key issues that affect the lives of women and girls in this region and globally. I'm pleased to witness this meeting bringing together today government officials, parliament, civil society, international organizations, and other stakeholders to ensure an inclusive dialogue that leads to actionable outcomes. Following the opening of this session, we'll commence with the general segment, during which we will hear the national statements from the ECE member states and from civil society. I also encourage all of you to actively participate in the side events, which feature a diverse range of topics, from shaping justice systems to addressing the impacts of armed aggression, advancing digitalization, and promoting women's rights in the workplace. These sessions are designed to allow for deeper exploration of the specific issues and provide opportunities for networking and collaboration. In addition to the in-depth side events, and has been said, 11 virtual events are also taking place. I was echoing the statements from the executive secretary and really reinforcing the point. And following the past practice of previous regional reviews, two co-chairs are proposed representing different parts of the ECE region. We are grateful to both nominees presented today for their commitment to gender equality and women's empowerment agenda and readiness to assume the responsibility of co-chairing the regional conference. Interest for assuming this role was explored following the call launched by ECE on the 5th of April, and we are pleased to present the two candidates standing for election today. Ms. Lizat Kautayeva, Chair of the Inclusion Council under the Senate of Parliament of the Republic of Kazakhstan. His Excellency Mr. Marcos Gomez Martinez, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Spain to the United Nations Office and other international organizations in Geneva. We invite, therefore, the meeting to endorse the proposed candidates by acclamation. Thank you. This confirms the selection of the co-chairs. I therefore invite the elected co-chairs, Ms. Lizat Kautayeva and Mr. Marcos Gomez Martinez, to join the podium. And on behalf of the co-organizers of the conference, UNECE and UN Women, I would like to thank you and to thank the elected co-chairs for assuming the role of the co-chairs on an equal level and taking on the commitment of moderating the 2 days of discussion ahead of us.